Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, September 26th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. A celestial collision is happening today. A NASA spacecraft is just hours away from carrying out its test mission to nudge an asteroid hurtling through space. Its purpose is to alter the path of any future asteroid that might be on a collision course with Earth. Physicist Dr. Marina Brozovic is an asteroid specialist at JPL.
NASA is not aware of any threatening asteroids to date, but we keep on looking. And, you know, the key is finding them before they find us.
Hence this mission known as DART, Double Asteroid Redirection Test.
This is the very first demonstration of this planetary defense technology because we need to start doing it.
We spoke with her ahead of the summertime opening of an IMAX movie about asteroids in which she appears. DART is scheduled to impact its target asteroid, Dimorphos, at 4:15 this afternoon. You can watch on NASA TV or the agency's social media accounts. Some workers at the Griffith Observatory could be the latest to join a wave of union efforts across the country. The observatory's planetarium storytellers want to join with Actors Equity and have asked the City of Los Angeles to consider their union petition. Suzanne Ford is one of the storytellers. She says that she and her colleagues have a good relationship with management at the city-run observatory, but they want to be able to advocate for themselves.
We just like to do it in a professional and, you know, business-like way, the way it's done with most of the employees of the city who are represented by unions.
Ford says a union would come in handy for raising issues such as higher pay, and Actors Equity understands the conditions that live performers work under. We have reached out to city officials for comment. Orange and Los Angeles counties are starting the week with another sharp rise in the price of gasoline. LA County's average for regular has risen for the 24th consecutive day, up 4 cents overnight to $5.84 a gallon. That's almost 41 cents more than it was a week ago. Orange County's average rose almost 2.5 cents overnight to $5.83 a gallon, 44 cents higher than a week ago. Auto Club spokesperson Doug Shoup says the sharp increases are being pegged to unplanned refinery maintenance, but that's not the only reason.
We've got the escalating war between Russia and Ukraine. That's also, leading to an increase in crude oil. And then the other potential factor out there is the increasing threat of the hurricane season. As more and more systems are developing, all eyes are going to be on the tropic.
But Shoup says relief could be on the horizon.
When the winter blend fuel starts to enter the marketplace here in California, that happens in early November. And typically that winter blend fuel is 15 to 20 cents lower per gallon than the summer blend fuel because it's made with cheaper components than what's used to make the summer blend fuel.
Meantime, the national average for regular has risen for the sixth consecutive day. Following 98 days of decreases, it rose a penny overnight to $3.73 a gallon. A California appeals court judge has ruled against water regulators and in favor of businesses with senior water rights. UC Irvine professor of public policy Nicola Ulibarri explains that the decision stops the State Water Resources Control Board from interfering with holders of the oldest documented claims to water.
And what that means is that in a drought, you can have not enough water in a river, and the people with the newest water rights won't get any water, even when people with their more senior water rights get their full allotment.
She says that could create inequity in water access and potential environmental challenges. A trend has emerged amid a growing number of bills Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed this month. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon says it's an issue with money.
California had a record-breaking $100 billion surplus this year, but all that money was accounted for in the state budget that was finalized in June. Since then, lawmakers have sent the governor bills that could cost roughly $30 billion in one-time and ongoing costs, with no apparent funding source. Newsom has vetoed about a dozen so far. H.D. Palmer with the California Department of Finance says state revenues are currently $4.4 billion beneath projections, due mostly to lost income taxes.
There continues to be a great deal of uncertainty in terms of the economic situation and in the revenue forecast.
Aside from that, the governor has told lawmakers the vetoed bills with costs should have gone through the legislature's budget process, which wrapped up earlier this year. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
The attorney leading the L.A. County Sheriff's Civilian Oversight Commission's investigation into deputy gangs has told the panel that two witnesses who testified publicly last month were followed home by what appeared to be unmarked Sheriff's Department cars. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
Chief Attorney Bert Deixler says one of the witnesses was a sergeant who testified about allegations Sheriff Alex Villanueva blocked an investigation into the Bandidos deputy gang. Another was Captain Angela Walton, who testified about a gang called the Grim Reapers.
Captain Walton has asked me to inform the commissioner that this car was parked directly in front of her house on Tuesday with the engine running, so that it would be plain to see.
Deixler says they were clearly acts of intimidation. Several witnesses have backed out of testifying during the hearings. Deixler said two sheriff sergeants backed out of Friday's hearing, citing a fear of retaliation. Meantime, the commission voted to condemn the sheriff's search of the homes of one of its members, Patty Giggins, and of Supervisor Sheila Kuehl as part of a public corruption probe. Covering civics and democracy, I'm Frank Stoltz.
The sheriff's department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The heat is on. It'll be sunny today with highs in the 90s into the triple digits in the valleys. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.